Good, guys, we have a huge announcement. The Cocktails and Takeaways live show is in full action on the 4th of July, 2023. It's going to be in the O2 Indigo. We are going to have live performances, special guests. I'm telling you guys, this is a whole new experience. No more sitting down and talking on a boring ass sofa with all the live shows and all their boring ass games. We are taking podcast live show to the next level. So make sure you get your tickets by clicking the description box below. And I'm going to tag it in the comments as well. And I will see you on the 4th of July. Purr. Welcome to Cocktails and Takeaways. My name is Madam Joyce. And guys, I know you're not used to me saying hello in the intro, but I just said, let me switch it up a bit. You know, it's a new month, it's a new energy, so we're having a new structure, but I hope you guys are well. I wanted to say, I hope you guys had a fantastic week. Obviously, this week has always been chaotic for me, but I'm glad to be back in the studio, minus the fact of all the train strikes and all the chaotic thing that occurs, you know, in at the Bumba Club London place, planning for the live show as well. Thank you to everyone who's bought a ticket so far. I will see you guys on the 4th of July. And if you guys haven't bought a ticket, please do, because you don't want to miss out on the fun. But I hope you guys are well. Big up everyone that is listening in their homes, listening in their space, in their area. I'm really excited to kick off this show. And of course, we have a very special person joining in on the conversation. Now, you guys are not used to me doing the intros at the beginning, but I feel like some people need to be introed from the jump because they're the real OGs in the Bumba Club place. Mm-mm. Let me tell you something. Guys, I'm so honored. Like, I feel like this month I've actually had the pleasure to sit with so many people that I've grown up watching, and I have been admired by their journey, just to see them go from 1 to 2 to 3 to 4. And you are definitely another person in that category, and I'm so happy you're here. But guys, I would love to introduce you to my guest. She is a content creator and a quality lifestyle expert who has been in the game for 10 years since in the beginning. With her wise words and wisdom and transparency, she has helped so many of us get through life's hiccups, and she is still going strong to this day. Ladies and gentlemen, I am so glad to have Chanel Boateng in the motherfucking building! Opening pompany. What else? You know, yeah. Like, that's the early thing.
What else?
What else? How are you, Queen? How are you doing? How's your week, baby?
I'm good. This drink here,
Barefoot.
It's lovely.
Let me
Barefoot.
Tell you something. Have you had it before?
I have. Yes, it's normally in my fridge, darling.
Do you know what? As it should be. When I was in uni. This was the drink that we used to drink. Guys, if you don't know about Barefoot Pink Moscato, excuse me.
They didn't pay us.
Like, but that was the drink, and it tastes so nice.
Yeah.
But it gets you licky-licky.
It actually does get, I'm a little bit, because I
the first
very
drink
quickly,
will get you licky-licky. Yeah. I think wine drunk is like probably the most dangerous drunk, because it's a very, like, you know, shoulder-raising. Mm-hmm. Leaky, leaky. No, but it's fab. Guys, I want to get straight into hot topics. Again, we don't usually do hot topics here, but guys, we're having a restructure.
Yeah.
And I think there's some conversations that need to be had off the bat. So this week has been a chaotic week. And of course, we are going to be starting with the trending topic of this week, which is Black China.
Very Black China.
Black China was Tiger.
Blackity Black China.
Blackity Black. Now she's Angela White.
She's not Angela White.
No, more Black China again. No, Angela.
She's not.
White.
So for guys, Angela White.
No, she's she went from black to white, like Michael Jackson.
What is this? No.
Like Michael Jackson. Okay.
Why are
I'm sorry. I made a mistake. Don't flog me. I made a mistake. Right, so for you guys that don't know, Blac Chyna is celebrating her new appearance as she becomes known to the world by her birth name, Angela White. This is me now, she says on the Tamron Hall, as photos of her face with filler and without were flashed on screen. So Blac Chyna has removed all her surgical enhancements. Mm-hmm. She's been baptized. She's had a tattoo removal. So she's basically had a whole rebrand and she's mm-hmm. now, you know, finding her identity and finding herself. And she's a reborn Christian.
She's a born again Christian now. So she got baptized, isn't she?
Yeah, she got baptized and she's been on this like.
And she went a bit quiet for a minute.
She did. After the whole situation that happened with Kim Kardashian and the court situation, mm-hmm. Sister Girl isolated. She said, "Don't speak to me anymore." And she came out and she just transformed.
I like that. That's what you have to do, you know. Sometimes when you want to rebrand your life and yourself, you just go quiet and you work on that. You get me? So I'm here for transformation. That's what I do. Like, that's what I did. I'm from the hood. I'm very proud to be from the hood.
How hood are we talking?
We're talking Stonebridge. We're talking Harlem. We're talking Church Road. We're talking... we're talking hood.
Do you know where CBiz is not from? Church what? Road. Church Road.
Who?
CBiz.
Who? CBiz. Who's that?
C-ya.
Maybe.
No?
I can't remember.
Girl, I don't know. One rapper that's always like Church Road.
I know Nines is from Church Road.
Skinny nigga, bomb a fat belly.
I don't know his music, you know. That's so bad. I actually know. I'm not going to say his actual, like, Christian name. I actually know his name. Like, that's how I... And that's the Nines I know from Ends, but...
I love it.
I admire a transformation story. Mm-hmm. I admire something where, you know, a rags to riches type of story. It's inspiring, you know? So it's interesting watching Blac Chyna come from... Blac Chyna to Angela White, as you said.
Do you know what? I'm loving it. And I watched the interview with
and she's doing up Forbes. What? You can't talk to her.
She's fabulous. And it's interesting because we didn't see her that long ago. The last time we saw her was when she was at, I don't know if it was Vanity Fair or the Oscars, or it was at a red carpet thing. And she came and she looked terrible, respectfully.
Oh, no.
To be honest, you can't respectfully say someone looks terrible. But she looked
terrible. Yeah, she didn't look good,
She didn't look her best. Mm. And she had the fillers and everything. And she was wearing this big, like, puffy, feathered outfit.
Yeah.
Bodysuit. I'll get it up. She just looked very chaotic. And seeing her now, obviously, she's dissolved all the fillers. Mm-hmm. She's in respecting her natural beauty. And the girl is really gorgeous. She's a very, very pretty girl. Beautiful. But I want to talk about this tattoo. So there was a tattoo that was removed and it was of a Baphomet. Is it Baphomet?
Baphomet.
So if you guys don't know what Baphomet is, it's literally like a symbol of like the devil or the or a demon. Mm-hmm. And everybody was like, oh my God, Angela, you know, she removed it. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I'm like, girl, why'd you get that in the first place?
That's a deep thing, you know, because you know how we are in our culture and not even culturally, like biblically, like there's certain scriptures or there's a scripture about, you know, having tattoos full stop, let alone of an actual demon, you know.
So you're against tattoos?
I'm not against it. No,
but
I mean, do you?
Right.
Biblically, I mean, I've got a couple of tattoos, but I won't do it now. Okay. I'm a born again Christian now. I'm not going to do tattoos now. And I've grown out of it. It's not even the Christian aspect, to be
it's
honest.
Just that phase.
What am I going? Yeah, that phase you do. I got my first tattoo when I was, 16 or whatever, you know, done before
I was
18.
I'm going to get 50p. It's your name.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Oh my God! Why would you know that?
And because for some reason, like, if you'd got your first tattoo and you're 16, usually it's your name.
Yeah, very childish. And I actually, do you know what's funny? I swear, I actually tried to remove it as well when I realised, why did I do this? Because I went to my friend, to do it. She got her name, I got my name. I didn't know why I did it. So one day I was like, why do I have to do this? Let me try and get it removed. So when I was watching Blac Chyna's removal, it just got brought all back the memories of the pain. The pain to remove it is even worse.
Really?
Than when you get it. It's horrible.
Because I see the pictures. I see like sometimes on like... Yeah.
Of someone this scraping your hand with all types of knives and blades in the world. It's the most horrible feeling ever.
Oh my God.
So I only done one session. I was like, I'm not going back again. I need to do more.
Because you need to have more than one session. Yeah.
Yeah, so she's not done.
No, she's definitely not done. That Baphomet is still there.
The devil is still around.
No, but I'm so shocked. Like, and that somebody thought to tattoo that, because there's no other meaning. You know, there's some people that are like, oh yeah, the triangle means the world, but then also the triangle means the Illuminati. Like, there's some people that have different meanings to things. Mm-mm. Like, well, this one,
a meaning is a meaning.
One meaning.
It is just that, and what it is exactly what it is, and it's the actual Baphomet. Like, literally.
Actually, literally.
The ones that are in the satanic churches.
Yeah, like, in the satanic churches, yeah.
It's a serious
one. I'm
very
interested to know what that was about. And you know what? Yeah, I can understand from a certain degree. Black China's had a really hard
upbringing. Yeah,
we can just see from her mom. Her mom is crazy. Tokyo Toni. She's the one. She's the one that needs the real deliverance. I need to send her the warfare.
Warfare prayers.
The warfare prayers that I listen to in the night, because that's what she needs. But I love anybody that wants to grow and advance themselves. And I feel like a lot of times with celebrities, we don't give them the chance and opportunity to grow, because it's like, well, we remember you as this, so we're going to keep you as this. But like any other human being, like people that you've worked with, life is about growing and evolving. And
that's it.
I was one person in 2015, but now I've learned, I've grown, I've developed, and I feel like we should give people grace and opportunity to do that.
I like the fact that she's sharing it as well.
And she's sharing it, yeah.
And you know, she doesn't necessarily have to, but it's really important, because you'd be so surprised. A lot of people are going through this. And also, hopefully these other celebrities and whatever are also taking note, because I mean, the lifestyle that she's probably exposed to must be mad.
Yeah.
The drugs, absolutely. The this, the that. It's Hollywood, isn't it? I think she even said, you know, the reason why she got all the fillers and that is because everyone else was
getting it. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So now her kind of going back, taking that away from herself as well. Hopefully it might just inspire people, because you know what? It's not. Listen, do what you want to do with your body.
Absolutely.
But I think do it for real reasons, not because somebody else is doing it.
Pressuring you to do it, or you're seeing
people. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, okay, maybe you're insecure about a certain thing, so you want to change it because it bothers you, it makes you cry, it makes you upset, it makes you depressed. So you're going to make that change, but to just do it because somebody else is doing it, now that's not cute at all.
That's not a reason that stands.
It's not a good
reason.
Because
people are so fickle. One minute they're doing this filler, the next minute they're doing that filler. It's like, is every time people change, are you also going to be changing with them?
Mm-mm.
It's better to just do your own thing. And speaking of change and advancement, you, my good sister, are in a very similar season. Can I just say I'm so pleased for you?
Thank you.
So obviously we follow each other on Instagram, and I absolutely love your content. And I remember seeing you one minute, and you were your big, voluptuous, beautiful self. You were doing a fashion reel, and the next minute you were on holiday.
A holiday, that's a darling.
And I said, excuse me. I said, hold on now. You have lost so much weight. Yeah. And the thing is, I love the big girls. I like to categorize myself as a thick girl. Mm-hmm. You know, I love my big girls. But I think with the journey that you have gone through, with everything that's happened with your relationship and now, where is your mental at? I want to celebrate with you right now. Talk to me.
We thank God, yeah. I had weight loss surgery.
Mm-hmm.
I've shared it on my channels.
Yeah.
I've spoken about it. I shared it about a year after I did it, because I really wanted, this was like more than just weight loss. This was a spiritual journey for me. This was just a growth journey for me. I needed to come out of what I felt was keeping me held back from being the true Chanel I'm meant to be, you know? So, I've lost 12 stones now, almost that.
12 stones?
Almost 12 stones.
That's a small child.
it's a whole human. Yeah.
Wow.
I've also lost almost 12 stones.
And what was the reasoning for your decision? Because I know that there's so many girls who are probably thinking, oh, weight loss surgery. Because now, before, weight loss surgery was something that was put for people who were really, like, really obese
and had probably health issues
related to this.
Thank God I didn't have health related issues. But at the same
it's got more private now. So like, even if you're quite overweight, but you know, you might not be able to get on the NHS, but you might be able to go privately.
Oh yes, I done my privately. I was trying to get it on the NHS at first, because you know, you try them routes there.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
But pandemic.
Yeah.
Said no. And I was like, I need to get this done. And I done this for so many reasons, but I haven't always been confident about my weight, but along my journey of being a content creator and doing fashion and styling, I learned to love and work with what I had. And it inspired millions of people. Let's keep it real. But the reality is, how am I feeling in terms of walking and having backaches and being out of breath and, you know, not being able to fit into certain places? Nah, like, and my children. Yes. I have kids to raise.
Yeah.
There was one time I took my son to Legoland. He wanted to go on a ride, babe. My poor baby was crying. Mummy, mummy, I want to go on a ride. I want to go on a ride. Do you know what? I was like, baby, we can't go. Do you know why? Because I felt that I wouldn't fit on the ride and I'll get embarrassed and I'll get turfed. So I was like, I'm not doing this to myself and my kids anymore. They're boys. They need me to be fit and just be able to run around with them. And I'm able to do all of that now. Do you know what I mean? I'm not saying that you can't if you are at that size. You can do anything you want, I guess. But I knew for me, I know this, people used to even question, like, is this not going to affect your brand and your bag? And I'm not even going to lie, it has. A bunch of brands, like, don't even work with me anymore because now I'm smaller, but they worked with me because I was a plus size content creator. But I was like, you know what, I don't give a shit. Mm-hmm. I need to be in a space where I'm comfortable with being me.
Yeah.
So if it means my bag, that's it. We'll figure out another way to make a bag. You know, we hustle out here. So absolutely, it is what it is. So I'm so glad that I did what I did for myself, for my kids. And I'm good. I'm happy. And I don't even do as much fashion content now. Look at that. I don't. It's not like I'm not ever going to do it, but it's not like a big thing. I remember, like, there was so much pressure as a plus size content creator to always, you know, show the trends for plus size women. And the reality is, I don't actually buy clothes in excess like that. So I'll be honest with you, it's even saving me a little bit of money now. I don't buy clothes like that. Like, for real, I do, like, seasonally now. That's when I'm mm-hmm. sharing, you know, what I bought from here or what I bought from there, you know, and that's it.
I'm so proud of you. And I feel like the fact that you're, the fact that it's so crazy because a lot of people lose weight because of societal pressures. Mm-hmm. But you are telling me that losing weight cost you money, cost you brand deals.
Mate.
So it's like the complete opposite turnaround of what usual people would go
through.
The
lifestyle of being a plus size person is expensive, I swear down.
Yeah,
and we need to keep it real.
100%.
Because you can't go into any store and buy mm-hmm. clothes. And that's unfortunate because I think a part of my job as a plus size content creator was to advocate so stores can start seeing or bringing in plus size. And I'll be honest, what I do online, really, I know the brands are taking note. And so brands started introducing curve and plus size lines. So yes, mm-hmm. I would say my advocacy, so to speak, has, you know, put us in that area. But at the same fabulous. Time, the reality is, I'm not even talking about the clothes, like, food costs bare money. it's expensive to eat,
yeah.
etc. Also, like, traveling is a headache sometimes as well, unfortunately. You have to ask for, like, a belt extender and all of that. Now, I'm not saying that to put anybody off who's plus size, but that was my reality.
Yeah.
That was my reality.
It's definitely, it's a lot more difficult.
It's more difficult for us. I was tired of being stressed all the time, to mm-hmm. be honest as well. Like, I'm like, first of all, my health and all of that. And then obviously my children. And then lastly, just making life easier. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
And I did it for me to feel happy, content, confident, etc. Yeah.
And you're still a fantastic size. Like, you're still thick. You've still got everything. You've still got the thickness. And I feel like it's not necessarily the aim to be supermodel skinny. Like, as a joke, I use this word skinny legend. I like to say skinny legend. I do say it as a joke. It's not that I want to be skinny, but I feel like if I lose 2 pounds, I'm a skinny legend. Like, it's a very dramatic thing that I use.
Yeah.
But I think the goal is, like you said, to be healthier, to be able to have those experiences with your sons, mm-hmm. to be able to have those experiences where the standard is to just have a normal life, not having to go through all those extras,
exactly,
because sadly society hasn't accommodated for you.
Yeah.
But to just do it freely and have a good time and be healthy and walk up the stairs and be able to breathe. Oh my God.
And I do so much more now.
Yeah.
Than I was ever able to before, because I was too heavy to do it. And that's the truth.
Fabulous.
As you said, even things like going up the stairs and, like, literally, like, bending down, it's just so easy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reality. I know, like, people are all for body confidence and that I still am, regardless. 100%. I still got roles, I still got the stretch marks, yes. I still got those that I have to. Even one of my biggest insecurities, I'm actually sharing a video tomorrow of that, is my breasts.
Absolutely. Oh, I've spoken about this, the hanging breast. Oh yeah, big up all the hanging breast girl here, big up.
Oh my God, I actually hate my boobs though. Like, I literally have, that's the thing I'm facing, and what am I gonna do about that? I don't know, but I get the whole confidence thing and bigging up yourself and loving yourself, mm-hmm. but being plus size, the reality of it is how is it affecting my well-being day to day?
Your well-being, yeah, your day to day.
I can't be feeling any type of way. I have to feel good because there's so much I need to do and I ain't got time.
I agree.
I ain't got time.
I agree.
Yeah.
And again, like, I absolutely love my plus size girlies. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's some people that can function fine and be plus size. Like, I've seen people who dance, who are dancers.
Yes.
And they're plus size. They have more stamina than me. And it's like, girl, like, how you thinking you can work and you could be doing all of this and not break a sweat? You know, those people, they have the grace to do that. Mm-hmm. But for me, that when I walk up the stairs, like, I remember I was with James from Shits and Gigs. Big up, James. We went for lunch one day and his car was in a car park and we had to climb the stairs. And obviously, James is a very handsome man. He's my friend, but goddamn, that boy is fine. We have to say he's a fine boy. And we're walking up the stairs. I'm walking up the stairs and he's walking in front of me. And we're walking. And when I got to the top here, I said, ooh. But obviously, because he's fine, I had to hold it in. I had to breathe. You know when you want to do? So I'm trying to. And then he went to the ticket machine to obviously get the tickets for his car. As soon as he left.
Oh my God.
I needed to let it out, girl. I needed to breathe the way I wanted to breathe. But it's hard. But I'm so pleased for you. And I'm so pleased for everyone that's going on that same journey. Let's leave the physical change, but also the mental change that you've had, baby. And the spiritual change, because mm-hmm. obviously you've shown us a very public divorce that you're going mm-hmm. through, a whole lifestyle change. Do you want to just elaborate more on that?
Ooh, I tell you what, I feel like the weight loss, mm-hmm. I wouldn't say is the reason for it all, because things have been happening behind the scenes that nobody knows about from before. Mm-hmm. But for me, as in for me, the individual, it definitely contributed to the wake up call for me, mm-hmm. that you have got this opportunity to live your bestest life,
yep.
and therefore check everything around you. And that's exactly what I did. So yes, I have divorced officially. It is settled, finalized.
Congratulations.
Final order.
We signed.
It's signed for. Yeah. It's granted. It is what it is. I am now Ms. as opposed to Mrs.
Yes.
My lifestyle, I made sure at least for the past year, I did everything, or the most things that I wanted to do to just make myself feel good. I started doing solo trips,
Fab.
Solo spa dates, going away. I literally went to Brussels last year. I spent a bag of money. I just didn't give a shit, babes.
Yeah.
I spent a bag of money. I went to Brussels and spent a time in this nice hotel, went to the spa, traveled first class with my son to Florida, had a wicked holiday in Disney. You know, I did all the things that I deserved. I started I was like, you know what? I'm a splurge. I'm a splurge and spoil myself because I bloody well deserve it.
You do.
And I tell you what, even as things as little as the weight loss surgery gave me the confidence to do that, you know, and just live my life for me. Mm-hmm. But it's been a year and reality is, you know what? For the rest of the year, in this cost of living crisis, let's just chill.
I've got a holiday
next week though, and I need this holiday.
Fabulous.
These are things.
Where are you off to?
I'm going to Ghana.
Ghana.
Ghana, the land of gold.
Open the pumpkin. What else? I need to go to Ghana.
I haven't been in 16 years.
Wow. What made you decide to enter the scene?
Well, to be honest with you, the last time I went, I stayed for a month. I bloody loved it. Stayed at my aunt's. And then I wasn't finished with uni yet. It was like first or second year of uni I went. I was like, when I'm done uni, I'm going to go back and really going to see Ghana. I wanted to see if I can establish myself there, to be honest. And that would have been a perfect opportunity too, because everything was so fresh. There was no Movin' Pick hotel and... What's it called? Flashy places in Ghana. There was none of that yet. That was the opportunity. That was the opportunity to really perhaps
invest into it.
But I had my baby boy, and he's such a blessing, and I love him to bits. He's 13 years old. He's gonna be 14 this year.
Wow.
Yeah. But after I had my baby boy, I didn't have the opportunity to go back since. It's just been building myself, building my brand, building my business, building our lives, so to speak. And you know, I wouldn't say mama hasn't made it, so to speak, yet, but we're okay. Now it's time to go back and see what's up. And I'm so blessed to know so much great people in Accra that are doing big things as well. So they're all like, Chanel, come and see Ghana.
Please.
So I'm like, okay, I'm ready.
Do you know what? Can I just say, I'm so proud of you, you know? I'm really so proud. I feel like, I don't know, for some reason, this month, we've just had this theme of almost starting again. Starting again in a sense of, you know, you had one life, you were with one partner, and now you're just here, and you're just reinventing and recreating yourself, and it's never too late. To be honest, I don't even want to say that. That's what you say to 60 years old. You are still young. You are still bouncy. You are still sexy. Please don't say that. Oh yeah, 60.
The thing is, you know what the madness is? You know, the sexiness and the love in myself and all of that. It kind of did. It was drawn back or diminished or something in my marriage. It wasn't quite popping how it should be. How I know how I'm meant to be, because I was a hot gal, trust me. Like, I was a hot gal. Like back in the day, as a teen or like early 20s, I was doing bits, you know? And I had a child, and you know, motherhood changes you and whatnot, and I just started to focus on other things. And let's just say that, you know, I'm getting my sexy back in.
Yeah, as you should. Can I just say something? Regardless of where you are in life, let's prioritize this week to be sexy. I feel like sexiness can be at any age, at any time in your life. And it's not even, I don't think it's even a time of age. I feel like sometimes when you get into motherhood, the sexiness is like, oh yeah, I'm a mother now. Like, let me be a bit more conservative. No, the mummies can be milfy. Can the milfy mummies start standing up? Like, I just feel like sometimes we get to certain times in our lives, and especially sometimes we're in relationships, or we've been in a relationship for 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years. And it's like, we forget that. You know what? At one point in my life, I was the it girl.
I was, and you was. I'm not being funny.
But it's still there. Do you know what it means? It's like, it hasn't gone anywhere, girl. You just need to put that miniskirt on and get to work.
Miniskirt.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. Like, I look at my peers, for example, and I see their, late teens, early 20s pics, and they weren't up to the times like that. I'll be honest.
Let them know.
They weren't up to the times like
that.
They
weren't your mates.
But back in the day, come and see, okay? I have my hair doing this, and I'm wearing
this.
You got
the Ghanaian girl body, something. Hip to waist ratio. Oh,
but
crazy.
I tried.
Bring it back. Bring it back.
After I had Emmanuel, my first son, I'm a mum now. I just scaled all of that back. And I did have a bit of another blooming moment. And then I met my ex. And I wouldn't say he took that away from me, but part of obviously marriage in most cases or in some cases is, okay, that's not important to be that sexy extra. And for me, let me just define sexy, because I'm not like overly like short skirt and stuff. That's not my style. I'm really here for the refined look, like a blouse and, you know, some wide, leg
fabulous
pants.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like one of those rich...
Like the Russian girls.
You know those rich, you know, women that have no logos on their outfits to show that they're wearing Chanel and stuff.
Yes.
But yes,
very
here we
classy.
Are. Lady of the Malin vibes. It was very much that. That's my style. So it's not like sexiness with all my legs out and all of that.
No, yeah.
I can do that as well. But for the most
not,
part,
that's not the definition of your sexy.
Not the definition of my sexy. Mm-hmm. My sexy is literally that, and feeling confident. And even if you're going to be in your joggers and your sweaters, it's really what is within yourself and how you feel about yourself and what defines your sexy. Do you get what I'm saying? So that's what I mean. I just really needed to clarify that.
No, that's fine. Yeah. Sometimes when I'm like,
no, it's fine because I could do the sexy as well. Baby, we have the cleavage.
No, but you're absolutely right.
And all of that, sometimes we have to.
But sexy is in definition to how you feel about yourself when you look in the mirror. If you can look in the mirror, regardless of what you're wearing, if that's in a track pant, if that's in a mini skirt, if that's in a long skirt, if that's in a wide fit, and you can look in yourself and be like, God damn it, I look good. That's your sexy and you owned
Absolutely.
It. But I feel like it's that feeling you get when you look at yourself and you're like, I'm a bad bitch.
This is it.
I am a bad bitch.
That's the internet. Yeah. And that's how I feel right now. But what the...
Fabuloso.
You're a bad girl, Shan. Yes.
I love.
And that's how every woman should try and aim to feel. If that's where she wants to go with herself anyway.
In any capacity.
Even if, whether you're a housewife or stay-at-home mum, I hope you can get to the space where you look at yourself and say, at the end of the day, I'm doing this and I'm killing it at what I'm doing. That is the goal. Yeah?
I love that.
Feel good about what you're doing.
Feel good about what you're doing and feel good about how you're looking doing it.
Uh-huh.
Period.
Don't forget to subscribe.
Subscribe.
Don't forget to subscribe me.
Subscribe.
Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to subscribe.
Right, guys, so let's move on to a hot topic. That was the meat of it, but we're just going to go through some hot new releases. So Davido has come up with his new album this week. Can I just say I'm really proud of him.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really proud of him. Everything that's happened, it's called Timeless. Please, guys, make sure you check it out. I saw that in an interview that he did, I can't remember who it is, so forgive me, he was speaking about, you know, how this album was supposed to be out prior to his son's death. So the album was already set. It was 3 years in the making. Obviously, his son passed away and he needed time to just heal and breathe.
Yeah.
And I think it's interesting because in this situation, a lot of people were surprised to see Davido come out after his son's death. But I feel like there are two types of people. There are people who, you know, when they're going through grief, they hide and they go into isolation. And there's some people who bury themselves in their work because it makes them happy. I feel like Davido is the latter, and he was saying that, listen, I want to make millions of people happy.
Yeah,
it's what I do. I feel like after this situation, I realized music is what I was born to do. So my thing is, let people grieve the way they want to grieve.
A lie? Yeah. The thing is, I mean, I don't even know, like, I know what it feels like to lose a child, obviously, like miscarriages and stuff. But to actually lose a child that has lived and you know the child, you know their personality, you have plans for their future.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine what he's gone through.
I can't even imagine. It's a lot.
But the reality is he has to move on somehow. Because how can he be depressed forever? And you also got to also think as well, he's like, his child would love him to still do all the things that make him happy as a father, as a man, etc.
Of course.
So I can imagine people be like, how can you come back out with an album? So what do you want him to do?
What do you want me to do? Sit down and what?
Sit down and cry for the rest of my life? At some point, come back and do what you love. So I commend him for doing that. I mean, how is it a year? Probably not.
It's been coming up to a year, yeah.
Okay, so that's a good amount of time to mourn, you know?
Yeah.
And you know what? He probably will be mourning forever. And
forever.
We will never know that.
Yeah, we'll never know.
So I commend him. I'll be honest with you. I'm not exactly the biggest Davido fan that. Not like his music's amazing. Like it's all about church, like wedding type of music. That's what he kind of does. But
He's fabulous.
He's great.
So, yeah, guys,
talented.
Do check out the album. And we're moving on to our next hot new release, which is a movie, and it is called Air. So it is the 2003 American biological sports drama film, and it was directed by Ben Affleck. And basically it's about Nike and the relationship between Nike and Michael Jordan, and that's coming out on the 7th of April. Please, guys, check this movie out. It is so inspiring. It's so motivational. I went to the premiere with Victor last week, and I came out feeling like I wanted to go for a jog. Like, just seriously, I think the determination of the team, because obviously you find in the movie that Michael Jordan never even wanted to sign with Nike. He said, don't even call me. I don't like y'all. I don't want to sign with you. Like, it was literally the struggle of Nike signing Michael Jordan in comparison to the bigger brands at the time, which was Adidas. Big up Adidas.
Mm-hmm.
Ambassadorship and that. Yeah, Adidas and Converse. So it was, it really shows determination, zeal,
mm-hmm.
the strive, mm-hmm. of the employees, but as well as the mother, who is played by my good mommy, Viola.
Viola.
That's the mother. That's my mommy. I love her. So yeah, please check that out. And guys, another hot topic this week. We have got another show, and this show is called Rise and Fall, which is a Channel 4 show.
Oh, yeah.
Please, guys, highly recommend you check that out. So Greg James is the host, and it is normal people who come in and they compete for 100K, and you basically have the rulers and the grafters, and they basically are working together to basically raise this prize fund. Obviously, a friend of the show, Moses London, is also here, as well as another friend of the show, which is Rachel Badder. She's the girl. We have so many fucking people on the show.
Rachel!
Friends of the show, they are here. Honestly, highly, highly recommend you guys watch this show. Are you a TV girl?
I'm not a TV girl. I need to try and get into it, but you know what? I'm watching on Netflix at the moment.
Love is Blind.
Sex Life.
I say that loud. What is it about? Sex Life.
Sex Life.
What is it about?
It's about this woman who basically she's fantasizes about her ex-lover.
Okay.
She was mad. They were madly in love with each other, I would say. She met him when she was younger.
Yep.
And she's now married with kids with this like top-notch guy type of thing. And she just keeps on like reminiscing about her ex.
Mm-hmm.
She writes a diary about it and stuff. And he actually bucks up on her and they link up. And
the ex? Okay.
And, I mean, this is season 2 now. I don't want to spoil it for people who want to see it.
Guys,
but
no.
Basically, it's all getting messy, man. Woo! But it's very, very... It's relatable.
Okay, let's talk about it! Have you ever been in a relationship or marriage where you have fantasized about another person that you've been intimate with, or compared the two sexual experiences?
I'll be honest with you, naturally you would. I'm not even going to act like mm-hmm. I'm all angel out here. Like mm-hmm. naturally you would, because you're not my first.
Mm-hmm.
I've had previous experiences mm-hmm. from years before I ever met you. So of course you're gonna think, oh, but this is different here, and whatever the case may be. So naturally, I'm telling you, I don't
it's
give
a
shit
thing.
At how much you think you're holier than thou now and how much you're this and that. Naturally, if you've ever had that previous, you mm-hmm. would naturally think about your previous and you will make some type of comparisons.
Can I ask a question? Because this is another conversation.
Mm-hmm.
When you were with your ex-husband,
mm-hmm.
did you commit to celibacy before you got married?
I did.
This is, let's talk about this.
Woo, baby.
Pour the drink. Because I am so for celibacy. Mm-hmm. I actually want to practice it in my next relationship.
Okay.
Because I would love to have a deeper understanding and a deeper love for my partner. But nothing would kill me more than when it gets to the wedding day and you discover that he can't put it down. Or you discover that his penis is kind of small. Like, that kind of stuff will throw me off. So is it a thing where, like, obviously from your experience, did you have the conversation prior? Like, because I personally feel like even though you're not having sex, it's kind of important, especially if you're leading towards marriage, to have those conversations, like the bedroom conversation, because it's important.
We had conversations.
Big sister.
No, I'm going to say this. I think it's good to talk.
Yeah.
It's very important because communication is key mm-hmm. in relationships, marriages, etc. So if you want to practice the whole celibacy thing, I don't feel that it's a bad thing to have a conversation about what each other enjoys, perhaps,
yes.
or previous partners. Agreed. In fact, I actually want to know about your previous partner, not in that way, like in a really creepy way or like a, but I would like to understand like mm-hmm. what, not even if it's not sexually, mm-hmm. but what was your dynamic like?
Yeah.
Do you understand? I want to understand those things, you know?
It's really mm. important because I've heard this story time and time again, especially, and I love my church girlies. Obviously, I'm a church girlie at heart.
Me too.
And I'm talking, you know, to my friends mm-hmm. and, you know, that are married. And now it's kind of like, well, damn, I didn't know. I love my husband, but then, so of course, when you have fornicated Phil that you were dated 2 years ago that was spinning you like a kebab.
Hey, Charlie.
And now, do you know what I mean? And now your husband, the man of God, you love him, but he's not flipping you like a pancake. Like, what the, like, God, like, what?
I get what you mean, babes. And so basically that this is like the sex life thing that
yeah,
I'm watching.
Yeah, exactly, but it's true.
Because
it's
she's right. like, he's not doing the stuff that I got with my ex who I actually loved. And they love each other.
He's not doing it like fornicating Phil, he's just not. He's not, but you're right. When I was at church and they were talking about relationships and stuff. And I feel like it's important prior, especially if you're leading towards that, to still have the conversation. If you know you guys are going to get married and you're talking about that, mm-hmm. those conversations need to be had. What, you're like, excuse me, sir, do you eat pussy? Because by the end, it has to have the conversation. Because when you now get married and he says, sorry, I don't eat pussy, what are you going to do?
It's a problem. I'll be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I think this is why the conversation is really needed, even if mm-hmm. it's something... Some certain conversations could be had with marriage counselling prior to yes. marriage as well. That's
Agreed.
Important as well. I think we should have spoken more. I'm just going to leave say that.
Yeah.
There. I think me and him should have spoken more.
I love that. I'm happy. And I feel like it's so important for me to know this because I feel like I really do want to be celibate.
If you want to do the celibate thing.
I want to do the celibate thing.
But please, every detail, including that.
Yeah.
Because if that's something that you like... Mm-hmm. and it's important to you in your sexual relationship, mm-hmm. then you need to know if you're going
to
get it or not.
You need to,
and that will be the
it.
Deal breaker, I'm telling you.
No, I 100% agree. And I'm happy. But yeah, but guys, please check out Sex Life, guys. Sex Honestly, life. I'm going to check it out. Sometimes I avoid certain things because I'm like, girl, am I Christian? No, I don't. No, but I'm like, no, I'm going to check it out. I'm going to check it out. But we have one more hot new release. We've got a Lil Wayne compilation album that is coming out called I Am Music. So Lil Wayne is going to release a compilation album of his best tracks, including many classics like Amelie, Lollipop, She Will, and Mrs. Officer. Are you a Lil Wayne fan? Because you're looking at me so blankly, bitch star.
No, I'm not, I'm afraid. Girl. I think, when did Lil Wayne come out? He came out more like when I was in the end of uni. Or
no, a bit before that.
Probably a bit before that, but... What,
that's
like,
your era, though. That's your era of music.
My era of music felt like high school for me. I think uni, I was into Afrobeats hardcore.
Hard, yeah.
And house.
Obetuwapinga. Obetuwapinga. Like, them eras when the Azonto was taking over.
No. Azonto would have been after. I think Afrobeats in the sense where of...
No, that's Afrobeats. Like
P-square-ish type of...
Yes.
That era of okay. Afrobeats.
I love
yeah.
that era. I was
so,
like...
I mean, maybe
like,
Lil Wayne was around those times, but he kind of...
It
wasn't my thing. I think because Afrobeats felt so new.
Yeah.
So that was more excited about that.
It
and
was
house
underground.
Music.
It
yeah.
was underground. Oh, fabulous. But yeah, Lil Wayne is fantastic. Do check that out, guys. Do you know what's mad? There's one conversation that we have here. And on social media, people were talking about old school slang. So this week, Twitter debated what old school slang term should make a comeback in the UK. And you said a word that I hadn't heard in a long time. You said a lie.
Did I say that?
You
Wait,
said
what,
that.
Today?
Wheeling back, you were like, you said something, you were like, a lie. And I was like,
has people stopped saying a lie?
Girl, we don't say a lie anymore. We do not. I might bring it back, a lie. But
a
there's
lie?
Some, there's
no,
some,
I say that all the time.
People are like, we should bring back shubs. Like, we're going to
that's
the shubs.
That's not necessary. Who cares? Well, I don't go to shubs
like, we're going
anymore.
To the
that's
shubs.
Why I don't care. People, but I get it.
There's one word I used to bank. skein.
Oh my god.
I don't skein.
When I'm in the mood, I say like if you've done something to the extreme and I'm just side eyeing you, I just have to go skein. It has to come out because that's my era. You know, I'm in my mid 30s and that's how we used to talk. Skein can't go. We have to bring all, that all the way back.
What? And it's not just. Because there were some people, the man them used to be like, oh, skein, like, oh, skein. But I used to be like, skein? Like, you have to do the skein? It has to be, for those that don't know what skein, I can't even, how would you say?
Skein is like, okay.
Like, okay all right, then.
All right then, seen.
Okay then.
It's either seen, but then it turned to skein.
Yeah, it turned to skein. Mm. I can't remember, like, if somebody, I can't remember how I used the word skein, but if it was like, oh, you know, like, you know, someone is chatting to someone and you don't like the person, you'll be like, skein.
Yeah.
Like, they used to be different. You used to be like, oh, skein. Like, skein. But, girl, I can't remember how you use it in a word, to be honest, but I used to say it a lot. Another word, old school dating slang, chung.
Oh, I never your said chung-ting. That. I always heard that, but I didn't give a shit your about buff-ting. That, to be honest. Buff-ting, yes.
Yeah, you say buff-ting. That boy's so buff.
Yes, he's buff.
He's so buff. That boy's so buff. Wow. He's a chung, he's a, I think the people still say peng. Do people still say peng-ting?
Probably.
I've heard it.
Yeah, I think people do still say peng.
And then when someone is like, oh, you know, I just chirps this girl, so chirps.
Chirps, oh my, no, stop. Do people still say chirps?
Chirps. Because no, they don't say it anymore, but they want to bring it back.
Yeah. I ain't been chirps in a minute, so.
I ain't been chirps in a minute either.
I did have people slide into my DMs though.
Do you know what? Chanel, I'm not going to lie. You've been chirps. I don't believe you.
What, on road?
No, in the DM.
In wait, the DMs, perhaps, yeah. But I don't go anywhere. Like,
but that's why you don't get chirps on road. You're not on it.
I'm out.
Like, girl, what?
Because if you're talking to me, chirps, I'm talking, I know it's cringe, but the whole,
like, what are you saying, with, buff thing?
What you say, that's the definition of chirps to me. So, but sliding in the DMs is literally that, sliding in the DMs. It's a completely different thing.
It's different. It's a different thing.
Yeah, maybe because it's my era, but it is a way of chirping, I guess.
You're such a classy lazy, yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Such a classy lazy. If a guy came up to you and was like, yo, what are you saying? Like,
I'll be like, excuse me, how old are you? My son is almost 14. I'll be very put off. Please don't talk to me like that.
Mm-mm. Listen, mm-mm. Talk to Lady Chanel with class.
Please.
The Chanel is not her name for no reason. Come on, somebody. It's CNT, baby. Right, we are going to go to the word of the week this week. And the word of the week is vulnerability. Obviously, you know, we always trying to give people a takeaway. And we wanted to help some people out who might be struggling a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So this word of the week is vulnerability, and we go through our own battles and struggles, and it is sometimes difficult to open up about our problems, but being vulnerable can be the first steps to healing. Mm-hmm. So tell me your experiences about vulnerability, if you're a vulnerable person, mm-hmm. and what are the best ways to show that if you're not?
Honestly, I feel that it resonates with me quite a lot, because the majority of what I've shared online is me literally being vulnerable and just putting myself out there. So that I'm sharing myself as part of my healing. A lot of what I share is just an outlet, you know? And people do find it relatable, or have gone through the same circumstances, or can relate to it and all of that. I think I'm trying to not put too much out there now though, mm-hmm. because the internet has changed.
It definitely has.
The internet's changed. You can't, like, I would say, let me say, even if it's 7 years ago, if I put out a vlog, or like I used to share things about, you know, like miscarriages, etc., it's probably difficult for me to share that now in mm-hmm. this day and age and be
people
vulnerable
nasty, yeah.
and stuff, because people would just have, even people had opinions back then. So how much now?
It's changed.
And you know, people start to blame you, etc., and well, not even blame, but like, oh, you shouldn't have shared it in the first place. But what do you expect? You know, this is a platform that I'm just pouring out my heart. Mm-hmm. I'm putting myself in a vulnerable position. So the whole social media thing for me right now, it's just in that. Like, I will share, but not to that extent.
Okay.
You know, and if you're going to be vulnerable to someone or with someone, you just got to be someone that you trust.
100%.
Whether that be a therapist or your friend or your mom or whatever the case may be, you've got to trust the source, basically, of where that information is going to, because mm-hmm. you don't want anyone using it against you later.
100%. You know? I 100% agree. I think that's always the risk for anyone that is being vulnerable. Mm-hmm. Is it something that's going to be used at a later date?
This is it.
And I feel like sometimes even...
And people can be wicked.
People can be wicked and bad. Like, I've shared some stuff on the internet and stuff, you know, I try to express myself and what I'm going through. One, because it's freeing, but two, I also try to think of other people that are going through that stuff and maybe my journey will help them. But it's not nice when something that you've shared to help people is then being used against you. And then, you know, you're like, guys, you know, I'm having a bit of insecurity with my weight. And then someone's in the DM like, you fucking fat bitch. It's like, oh, it's like, girl, please. Like, it's like, why do you want me to
fight?
Like, honestly, the internet is a very nasty, very nasty place. Very nice.
Where I felt like I used to come here and be like, oh, this is this and that is that. I remember when I shared, and this is me going, this is me being vulnerable again now, mm-hmm. but I'm past it because we're good. But when I shared that my eldest son was staying with my mum for a time mm-hmm. because I was depressed after I lost my twins and stuff, my mum was helping me with him and his special needs. Some people came for me. Oh, you're a bad mother, you're this, you're that. In our culture, it's very, very, very normal for a child to grow up with their grandmother.
Yeah.
So this is how we saw it. Mm-hmm. Is, you know, my niece, you know, grew up with my mom. Like, she raised her, like, mm-hmm. and then my sister went to work, etc. This isn't new in our family or in yeah. our household, but I think it's because my son's special need. They thought that maybe I was dashing my child away. Mm-hmm. That wasn't the case. I'd been going through something and my mom stepped in to support me. Mm-hmm. And so I needed to refocus. I had been going through so much more than I have shared. And her support at the time, I was even declining because of pride. But I was showed that, you know, you need your mom right now for this situation. And I'm thankful that I did, because in the end, I was able to buy our dream home. Fabulous. And all of that. But again, that was me putting myself in a vulnerable state where I thought, oh, let me just share, people will understand. No, the internet was very mean about that.
That's disgusting.
Very, very wicked, and called me all types of bad mother and stuff like that. But my son has now got a big old house in the countryside, all for, well, not himself, because he's got a little brother to share it with. But that sacrifice, so to speak, has gotten them more things than you can imagine.
You can imagine.
You know.
I would like to say, can we please put an end to this
mum shaming,
mum shaming and struggle motherhood? That it's almost a taboo, and it's almost strange for a mother to ask for help. Or how could it be? How could you guys be attacking someone to be living with their grandmother? She didn't fling her child to a random grandmother. Like, honestly,
the grandmother who I practically live with anyway, like, because we was literally next door to each other. Do you get what I'm saying?
That's ridiculous. And
until obviously I moved out of London, mm-hmm. me and my mum was stone throw.
This is
so he's not out of my life, but obviously with me trying to grow and build myself, because a lot happened. I halted everything mm-hmm. for my son, which most mothers do.
Would do, yeah.
But I think my parents, even my dad, although they're not together, my mum and dad, he was like, Chanel, you've done your best. You need support. And that's where my family came in. It's like, we'll help you with Emmanuel. Get on your feet. And I made sure that I killed it. And I bought a 5-bedroom blood clot yard in the countryside.
Excuse me.
How you mean?
Five. Yes. Yeah, talk your shit.
With a big back garden.
With a garden.
My eldest son goes to a private school.
You can't even spell garden.
Okay. My oldest son goes to a private school. My youngest is in a public school, but it's a very, very good. It's practically private.
I'm so pleased for you. Can we stop this whole narrative that if a mother asks for help, that she's a bad mom? Like, I've seen it. And I think that's why a lot of mothers are scared to speak on things mm-hmm. because they don't want to have their motherhood being questioned. But outside of being motherhood, you're Chanel. Mm-hmm. And Chanel needs to be okay so she can be a good mother. Mm-hmm. If Chanel's not okay, or if you're not okay as an individual, you are not going to be able to have the strength and the mental capacity to deal with your children, let alone, I'm getting goosebumps, a woman who has a son with special needs. I've worked with children with mental health. And really? Let me tell you something, yeah? There are some children who have severe mental health that there are homes in which the parents can't look after them. So they actually stay with in these houses where they have 24-hour care. So the fact that your son is still in your house, is still in your space, you're looking after him, you didn't go and fling him to the government. Like, trust me, some of the parents will come in for lunch. You're right, Johnny. Yeah, Johnny, they will play with them for 2-3 hours and they're back in their houses. They don't have to deal with their children for 24 hours. So I'm so pleased for you and I'm so sorry that you had to experience that. Having a child with special needs is very difficult. It's so difficult. And the thing is, this is the problem with the internet. They see one thing and they will base it on their own experiences. My mom would never dump me. My mom would never. But girl, you're fine. One, maybe you had a easier upbringing. Maybe you were an easier person to deal with. Maybe there's so many other factors as to what you cannot compare your experience to somebody else because you don't know what you're going through. Your mom could have that mental capacity to be like, okay, cool. You know, you had a smooth sailing. You're with your mom. Your mom didn't. Girl, please. Like, I have been having such a bane with the internet. I'm really, really sick of people. And like you said, I'm sure it's a lot different from your, you've been on the internet. You've seen how it's grown. People have only grown to be more nasty, to be more bitter. They can't stand you because you are winning 5-bed house. Like, they just want, and they're not happy with their lives. So what they do is that they will reflect all their insecurities onto you. They will reflect all their commentary onto you. Even today I had it. Somebody was like, Joyce, I think that your schedule is all over the place and you're this and you're that. And I said, thank you for your feedback. Really appreciate it. Hopefully one day you can use your own feedback to grow a platform as big as mine.
The shade. No, but honestly, you tell them, sis.
I've never seen, and there will never be somebody.
People just need to respect that judge you. What you do for you.
Period.
Just leave me alone.
Say it.
Leave me alone.
Thank you. I think you're a phenomenal mother. I think you're a phenomenal human. Not enough mothers hear that. Sometimes they will hear when it's like, I think you are a phenomenal mother. I think you're a phenomenal human and I think you're a phenomenal person. And don't let anyone motherfucking tell you otherwise because I will go and fight them and they will call police for me. But yes, for anyone that is struggling with vulnerability, I feel like sometimes when people look at vulnerability, they think that it's, you have to overshare with multiple people. I feel like just having that one person you can trust, whether that, like you said, be your therapist, be your friend, be your mom, that you can just really open up to at full capacity, that will not shame you or will not make you feel embarrassed or judge you about how you're feeling. I think therapy definitely is a good way to start. That, oh my god, did you hear my belly?
Was that your stomach?
Yeah.
I thought it was like a bus or something. Like, I was like,
it's like, girl, not a bus, girl. But yeah, just having someone that you can trust and if that's a therapist or anyone. So I'm just going to read what we have here. So the quote of vulnerability is, I found that the more truthful and vulnerable I am, the more empowering it was for me. And I definitely agree with that. I feel like sometimes, vulnerability is freeing because one thing I love is when I share and then we have this like mini Me Too movement where it's like, girl, I've been in the same thing. Because I feel like sometimes when you internalize things, it makes it a lot more grand. It makes it a lot more worse than it is. When you share it, it's like, I've been through that. Girl, you're not the only one. We are crazy. We are going through it. We're all suffering. Absolutely. We're all feeling this way. And I feel like it makes me feel less of a isolated incident. Because you know, sometimes you go through stuff and you think like, God, you hate me. It's my Job season. I'm the only one going through this thing. You know, but do you know what I mean?
Job season.
It's my Job season. God is just turning me with everything, just killing me. You know, but honestly, that a lot of people are going through the same thing and you feel, and it reduces the kind of granditude of the situation. So how would you encourage people to be more vulnerable with their emotions and experiences?
I think honesty is important. I think being honest with yourself and your situation and realistic about your situation is where I think a lot of people could start, really. And as we mentioned before, it's getting the right people to talk to about this situation or open up about mm-hmm. the situation. A lot of people lie to themselves, you know.
Agreed.
A lot of people are deceiving themselves and on their reality. And I think, as I said, it's about that honesty thing with yourself before you be real with someone else and open up about a situation
yeah.
to someone else. Because if you're going to lie to yourself, then obviously you're going to lie to others. You know,
100%.
Just be real. Just be real. That, in a nutshell, just yeah.
Because
that's the first or the main solution to your issues. Actually, is to be honest with how it's affecting you. And then for me, I'm all about planning. And what is your strategy? How are you going to solve your issue?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And perhaps opening up is one of the first stages of solving that issue. But even after that, where's the action taking place? You know, you got to take action. 100%.
I love that. But yeah, anyone that's going through issues with vulnerability or sharing, we're sending love to you, and we hope this helps. Honestly, yeah. My problem is complete opposite. I'm a very much oversharer. I talk too much. A lot of times, I share things, and then I get on the train home and be like, "Fuck, Joyce, why did you tell them about that?"
Yeah, like, sometimes, you know, I'm like that as well.
I do that. Also. I can't lie.
Sometimes I even like do my videos, and I'm like, I go back and edit. I'm like, you know what? I can't share that right now.
Yeah, girl, cut that shit out.
Take that out. It can't be shared. I feel like at all.
The bigger you get, especially in this game, sadly, the less vulnerable life wants to make you.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I'm really trying to push through that and be as honest and truthful and authentic as you can be, because you just end up another branded robot that just does and says what they think people want to hear, and avoiding upsetting people and avoiding, you know, hurting people's feelings, but also really running away from what the truth of the reality is.
Exactly.
So it's just about finding that balance. But big up everybody. And guys, we are having our live show. So make sure you use the hashtag CNT podcast on Twitter. That had no correlation. We are having our live show. Please use. Okay, so we're having our live show. Get the tickets.
Yes.
The wine is whining. Guys, how are you doing? You know, me and Chanel have our own bottles. This is mine at the moment, and this is Chanel's.
Barefoot Contessa.
We're here. To be honest, I'm doing a lot better than you.
I know. I'm over halfway.
It's not a pressure. To be honest, yeah, this is no pressure. That's not pressure for you to drink.
Jokes.
No, it's like, I feel pressure, peer pressure. No pressure at all. At your own limit and on your own level. But guys, make sure, please, if you're enjoying this episode, use the hashtag CNT podcast. What are your opinions about today? We want to know how you're feeling about all the conversations that we've had today. And we want you to be involved. And without further ado, we are going to move on to our very special game. Cocktails and takeaways. We have a game on the show in which we ask our co-host cultural questions. And this is the cultural questionnaire. You guys already know. Miss Chanel, are you smart?
Yeah.
Fabulous.
And I hope this is so.
The game to test that. There were some people in the comments last week, and they were like, this really shouldn't be called Are You Smart? It's like general questions. It doesn't really test people's smartness. And all I have to say is that is suck your mum. The game is called Are You Smart? And we'll leave it at that. Like, some people actually have toilet brushes up their asses. I don't know why I said that. Like, you guys need to chill. It's just a bit of fun. It's just a questionnaire, and we really enjoy it here. So I hope you enjoy it too.
Mm-hmm.
But I hope you get 10 out of 10, because we're not 10 out of 10 is still loaded.
The pressure. We've been doing this for almost
2 years. We've been doing this for almost 2 years, and we still to this dizzy.
Oh, congrats,
dizzy day.
Babe.
Thank you. It's coming to 2 years in June. The 24th of June.
That's wicked.
We are still waiting for somebody to get 10 out of 10. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how I'm going to. I'll probably off my wig. But okay, so here's the name of the game. You have 10 questions. You can only give me one answer. You can't tell me Bobby, Susie, Becky, Adam, David, Abraham, no. Jesus. You just have to keep it one. Also, my producer asked me to say this. Contestants are now taking too long to answer. There is now a 10-second time limit for each answer given. If you do not answer within 10 seconds, you get zero. Thank you.
Oh, my God. I'm not good at things like this, you know, because even if I'm smart and I'm knowledgeable, I feel like on the spot, I go blank. That's my problem, so...
Pray for guidance. The Holy Spirit is with you.
Pray for me.
But guys, if you know any of the answers at home, make sure you play along as well. And if I see you at the live show,
but if I get certain thing wrong, they're going to be like, oh, she's so dumb.
No, they won't call you dumb. They'll just be like, girl, do better. Do you know what? Funny enough, Diana was here and there was a question that I was very surprised she didn't get. And it was, what is Facebook? What has Facebook rebranded to? Or something like that.
She didn't get it.
She didn't get it. She was like, what?
Oh my God!
Like, first question hit when at the first hurdle. I was like, girl, I just looked at her and said, girl, this is gonna be a long ride, but are you ready? I have faith in you.
Yeah, let's go. I'm confident. Babes. Let's go. If you I ready? Get them wrong, I get it.
Guys, there's also opportunity for you guys at home to play this on the live show. So if you don't buy your ticket, you can't do it. So, question number one. In ancient Egypt, what P was the name given to the person who was the head of state as religious leader?
Pharaoh.
Are you locking in Pharaoh?
Yes. Pharaoh.
That is correct. Well done. Easy peasy. Question number two.
I bet it gets harder.
What is the plural word for cactus?
Cactus.
Are you locking in cactus?
I mean, why would you say cactuses, idiot? Why would you say cactuses? Why would anyone say that? Why would you say cactuses? It's cactus.
Are you locking yes. in cactus? That is incorrect.
Stop.
The answer is cacti.
Fuck off.
It's cacti.
Which part cacti?
Cacti is
I've never heard word. Of that in my life.
I've heard of that word cacti.
Oh no.
Question number three. Cannon, thimble, top hat, and boots are all pieces you can find in which board game?
Cannon,
thimble, top hat, and boots are all pieces you can find in which board game?
Monopoly. Yes. Monopoly. Monopoly, babes!
You're looking it in.
Monopoly. Because, like, you know there's the boot icon and you said cannon. I think cannon is Cannon Street, right? Yeah. It's one of the places in it.
We're locking in Monopoly.
Monopoly. And there's a thimble as well.
That is correct. Well done. Easy peasy.
Yay.
Which two rappers are mentioned by Nicki Minaj in her song Only?
What song is it? Do you know how to sing it? Are you not allowed? Only? What? I don't even know that song. Only.
Nicki Minaj, Only.
Please sing it. I don't know the song. Is it her old or new? You can't say nothing, Joyce. Why? Only. I don't know the song.
So we've got no answer?
No answer.
Unfortunately, we've got no answer. The answer is Lil Wayne and Drake.
That, do you know what pisses me off? How easy that would have been. I should have just said it. Just because.
Lil Wayne, the lyric was.
Because those are her Wayne, boys.
I never fucked Drake on my life, man. Fuck's sake. If I did, I'm a Naja nigga. Let it eat my ass like a cupcake. My man fool, he just ate out duck nobody but tape. Yeah, that was a setup for a punchline on duck tape. Listen, I'm a barb.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm not a barb.
I'm a barb. I could have kept going. But you didn't get it, unfortunately.
I'm sorry.
If you was a barb, you would have got that.
Yeah, I would have, absolutely, because I feel like the Barb's are very knowledged on everything, Nikki.
Yarst.
Like, yarst.
That's my mother. That's my mother. Question number five.
Mm.
Which O is the brain chemical known as the love hormone?
Orgasm. Oh. I said orgasm.
Is that what you're locking
in? No, I'm not locking it. It's not that.
Four.
Oh, three, no.
Two. One.
What's the question again?
Final time. Which O is the brain chemical known as the love hormone?
If anyhow, it's orgasm. But that's not a hormone. That's a feeling.
What are you locking in?
I don't have anything. I'm sorry, Madam Joyce.
We've got no answer. I'm surprised you don't get this. Oxytocin.
Okay.
You would have not got it.
No.
The love hormone, oxytocin.
No.
Okay, question number six. No. When one is envious, they are said to be what color?
Green.
Are you locking in green?
Yes. Why are you looking at me like that, baby? Green with envy.
That is correct. Easy peasy, green with envy. Fab. Question number seven. Which country won the 2022 Eurovision? This is multiple choice. A, Ukraine. B, Germany. C, Spain.
It was Ukraine. 2022, yeah?
2022.
It was Ukraine.
Are you locking in?
Locking that in. All the way in. Because we didn't hear enough of that, did we? They just kept on talking about it.
That is correct. Well done, easy peasy. Ukraine with the song Kalush by Stefiana.
Kalush.
Big up Kalush every time.
Big up Kalush.
Question number eight. Guess the song. Ladies, leave your man at home. The club is full of ballers and their pockets full grown.
And love is jumping. Ladies, leave your man at home.
What song are we locking in?
Jumping by Destiny's Child, of course. I'm a Destiny's Child fan, obviously. Beyonce and all of that, like.
Beyonce and all of that, they're like, fuck the rest. Beyonce and all of that.
Oh, no, that's not nice, is it?
That's what you said.
No, but Beyonce's my favourite, and I'll be honest about that. But yes, it's jumping.
Okay.
Club is jumping.
That is correct. Well done. That is a very good song.
Ladies, do you gotta get, yes, do you gotta bet? But the party ain't gonna stop, so let's make it hot. Ladies, leave your van at home. The club is full of ballers and their pockets full grown. And love your fellas, leave your boy, their friends. Because it's 11:30 and the club is jumping.
What you do to the club at 11:30, though, to be fair?
I don't know. Because people are reaching there about 2, innit?
Listen, we get to the club at midnight.
Do you know what I mean?
Another fight is if you want to get the, you know, free drinks before 12 or ladies free before midnight. That's what you're doing at the club. Anyways, question number nine. True or false? Humans lose an average of 75 hairs from their head each month.
Is it?
True or false?
False.
Are you locking in false?
Yeah. True.
That is correct. It is false. We can actually lose this amount per day.
Day?
Yeah, we can lose 75 hairs per day.
That's sad, isn't it?
And final question, number 10. How many prime ministers were there in 2022?
Okay, let me see. This is interesting. Boris. Was after Boris, that woman. What's that woman again that came for like 5 minutes? And then the new guy. Three.
Are you locking in three?
Three. Yes. 2022, yeah?
Yep.
Three.
That is correct. Well done. Easy peasy. 10 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
But you did get 10 out of 10.
I didn't get 10 out of 10. I got about 3 wrong.
You got 7 out of 10, which is pretty strong. It's 6 or 7.
Not bad, isn't it?
6 or 7? 6 or 7.
I think it was about 7.
I'm going to say 7. If my editor says 6, then sorry. But 7 is strong. 7 is usually people get about 4, 5. I'm pretty impressed with that. That's really good. Big up you. That's good. I'm impressed. Purr. Question of the week. Okay, so guys, we are going to move on to question of the week. We asked the bad boys and girls on Instagram question of the week, which is, what is the one thing about adulting that shocked you the most? Now, guys, if you guys didn't answer on Instagram, please put it in the comments below because I want to know what has shocked you about adulting. Do you want to go first or should I go first?
Absolutely everything has shocked me about everything.
Adulting is actually shocking.
It's long. You go first though. I'll be interested to hear from you.
I feel like mine is definitely the fact that tissue actually costs money. Like when I lived at home.
Not in the world.
No, when I lived at home, like tissue would just
free
appear. Like, or you know, you just had toilet tissue. Like, oh shit, like you would really roll the tissue. Now, I think when I first moved into my first house, because I've lived by myself for a while. When I first moved to my first house, and there was no tissue roll, it really spun me. It was like, wow, you actually have to pay for tissue. Tissue is expensive.
Tissue's not cheap.
Tissue is not cheap. And the thing is, then you now have to think as an adult, like there's different qualities of tissue. There are some tissues that don't have the same density. So it's like some tissues, like when you roll it 4 times,
yeah,
it's done.
Yeah.
So you, and then there's some tissues where it's like it feels a bit hard on the bum cheek, so you have to get the soft pillow one. Like, there are so many things about tissue.
You've got to invest into your tissue, babe.
You have to invest into your tissue. That was a lot of things that I never realised growing up. Another thing, a lot of people said the price of milk is something that shocked them in adulting. Tax.
Don't get me started on that. I hate it.
The concept of credit and taking out loans.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was 18, I took out my first ever phone with Tesco Mobile. And it was probably the worst decision I ever made because I don't think I even paid. I didn't pay it on time. And when I was 18, my credit was, I didn't realize that the late, if you're late to pay, it shows on your credit file. And I never knew the understanding or the concept of credit or credit score or how important it is to me growing up. And I feel like that's definitely something that should be taught in schools.
No, exactly. And that's one of the things that shocked me as well, actually, that we're not taught all of these very important things.
It's like, well,
maths, English,
about
and science is important, but I think the real details of life and just navigating yourself through life. If anything that should have been taught, two things, is the tax system.
Agreed.
And credit.
Agreed, yeah.
But I feel like they purposely don't teach us these things so that we can mess up our credit and then we have to pay all these extra taxes that we're probably not prepared for.
It benefits them.
That's my conspiracy.
No, I agree. It benefits them.
Yeah.
Us not knowing. It benefits them not understanding about basic things like.
But I'm curious.
ICES and all that stuff. All that stuff that we should really
be learning. I'm curious. Are they taught those things in private school?
Yes.
They are.
They are. Because I know some private school girlies. And anyone that watches this that's been to private school, please comment below and say they do. They teach them about politics.
Yeah.
Like, not politics like the way they taught us in public school, where it was like in 1950, Churchill. Yeah. All they know is Churchill. But in terms of the politics system and how it works and how the voting system is imperative to our living standards
and our
functions as a whole, no, there was no importance of that. They just knew Churchill. That's all we were talking about, Churchill. And in terms of, you know, things like learning about tax, the tax system, credit, none of that. That's not in the curriculum in public school.
Do you know how powerful a lot of people will be if we had those things taught to us?
Agreed. Because do you know what I was talking to my
Because a lot of our mess ups in life is because we're not aware.
We're not money aware.
Yeah.
We're not new in terms of like economy. It was an economist, or what do they call themselves? Economy, finances.
Yeah.
We are not taught that. And you know what I found a random interest in, a kind of weird. You know how like different countries have different languages? Like,
yeah.
Every country you can imagine
has at least one
language that's separate.
Yeah.
To us, unless the Queen Mother colonized you, then sorry. Maths and numbers is the only thing on this planet that follows one system. Like if you do maths in here, you do math. It's the same number system in France, Dubai, all the way to Nigeria, all the way to isolators. The rule of 1 to 7. Is the same, 1 to 10, sorry,
mm-hmm.
is the same wherever you go in the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, unless maybe you go to maybe an indigenous country or aboriginals or whatever, but the numbering system is the same wherever you go, which I found very fascinating because numbers do rule the world. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Numbers, like someone might not be able to speak your language. Someone who's like maybe Chinese might not be able to understand English, but if he was to do 10 plus 10, I know that actually, no, they write it differently.
Write it different, of but course, because it's their language. 10
plus 10,
it will equals 20.
Anybody in the world will tell you that's 20.
Yeah.
It wouldn't change, but the word sun might be sun in English and sonar in another language and so simblimbla in another language and the bambakla in another language. Do you know what I mean? But 1 plus 1 in any part in the world will always equal 2.
Yes.
So numbers really rule the world. And I think it's really important in terms of economy and knowing
why
that
we should have been taught.
Why we should have been taught that.
Important things. Such important things. Money.
Yeah. So that's a very drunken thought where it's like, you know, maths is the same all over the world. But yeah, like that's one thing that really shocks me and I wish I had more knowledge on. Another thing that somebody said was how expensive cheese is. I had no idea cheese was so much. Do you know what? I have that same energy for butter. Like real butter. Like Lumpak. Lumpak is £7.
Let me tell you something about Lumpak here.
I said Lumpak.
Lumpak is elite and Lumpak is worth it. There's something about that butter that even in this cost of living crisis, I will pay the premium.
You're going to pay the £6.
I will pay it. It tastes that good.
Lumpak spreadable. Ah. Extra milky, extra buttery.
Something about Lumpak that,
you can just tell from the packaging, the silver box.
Yeah, it's so luxurious.
Luxury made with even Lumpak, it doesn't even sound, it sounds Francais. It sounds like Lumpak. Like, that sounds French.
Yeah.
It sounds like when you open it, you're going to have a high quality experience.
And that's the case, especially when you spread that shit over a nice toast, warm bread.
Melted. And they have the spreadable version as well.
Oh my goodness.
Excuse me?
It's a different level of taste. Like, trust me, in this cost of living, I will pay the premium for that butter.
I grew up with utterly butterly. When my mum used to buy,
I
believe it's not butter. Yes, I can. I can believe it's not butter because it doesn't taste like Lumpak. It's not the same, babe. But when I was growing up, my mum used to buy a lot of lard. They call it lard, right? Yeah. Like when something is not butter, I believe it's lard. So like fake butter.
A lump of lard.
And I remember when you used to go to the hotels, even Premier Inn, and you used to have those little sachets. And used to spread it. I remember the first time, and I spread the butter, and I was like, this tastes different to the utterly butterly in my mummy's house.
Yeah.
Why? And then I realized that it's because there's a difference between lard and butter.
And
lard is usually the cheaper alternative version. Carcinogenic, by the way. Don't eat that shit. And Lumpak. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, fabulous. Listen, I spent the £6, sorry. But to be honest, I think Tesco's doing it for £4 right now. That's a plug. And finally, what else? Having to schedule it in phone calls with your friends.
Oh my God, yes. If you ask me what's the biggest thing about adulting is the whole calendar.
Yes,
you should see I have all of these different bloody color codes for everything, child. Yellow for...
Yours is fab.
Like, that looks... Oh, because I'm traveling. That's why that big yellow thing is. So I ain't got anything planned.
Don't talk to me. I'm busy. This is my calendar. my God. Like, my calendar is the most, because you see that, when people are like, Joyce, what are you doing? It's like,
oh my gosh.
She lost it. Last year,
lot,
was okay.
Isn't it?
Like, fam, January, I have a lot. It was a lot, but you're right. I actually have to allocate Mondays to check on people I care about.
That's good.
Because if not, I will not have the time to check on my friends. I also check on even my mom, to be honest.
It's
really bad. And it's like, I will call her just to have that intimate moment with her, to be like, Mom, how are you? How's life? Fine. Do you need anything? Like, I really, really struggle with, because I've got ADHD, I can only focus on one thing at a time. So if I'm constantly working, my focus is the work. My focus is the shoot. And I will forget about everyone and everything and every text and every email and every Instagram that I have for that day. And then I'll forget about it. And then tomorrow it's just still sitting there. And then 5 days later, I'll feel really bad about it. And then I just won't reply because I feel guilty.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like my really toxic cycle. So just making sure, that's definitely one thing. Cost of living by yourself. I feel like there's this hype about solo living on your own. And I feel like,
oh my God, it's hard, you know. It's hard living on your own. That's facts.
It's really hard.
I know I've got children, but I still consider myself as living.
Yeah, because you're financially,
I'm the only adult.
Yeah, you're the only adult.
And it's not easy. But gas, then again, I was already doing
electric.
Everything, so.
We gonna end there with that shade. We gonna end there
I was
with that
doing
shade.
It all anyway, so it doesn't feel like much.
It doesn't. It's
difference.
Not really any difference. Do you know what I mean?
But you know.
But guys, I want to close there. But guys, if you guys have any input on what you find difficult adulting, please comment below. And I am going to end the show there. Honestly, this is actually crazy that this has been about an hour 45. It's going to be about an hour and a half, which is literally a lot less than we would ever do. But it's been such a fantastic conversation.
It has, baby.
I think because we don't have, we didn't put win or bin in, which is a whole nother section. But you are absolutely phenomenal.
Thank you, honey.
Thank you for sharing your journey. Thank you for being here. Where do we find you on the internet?
Chanel Boating on everything. So
Chanel
Boating,
opening, pumping. You're gonna see her in Gunnerd. She's gonna be in Gunnerd.
Oh, I saw you with Joanna the other day. She's hilarious.
Do you know what? Big up on my guardian, babe. Joanna, I love her. I love you. Like, you guys are always energy. There's always like this chill but hype vibe about Ghanaian babes that I absolutely love. Like, us Nigerian girls were just very loud and. But like, you guys are like, I'm chill, but I still have a sick personality. And it's always been fab sitting with you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Guys, I hope you had fun. And we are going to be back next week with another bad boy and a bad girl. And we're going to have a motherfucking good time. I'm very excited about next week's episode. But guys, before you ask me, make sure you watch this one. Okay? Love you guys. Ciao.
Bye.